Countless tiny squares, called tesserae, comprise this remarkably well-preserved mosaic of a group of traveling musicians with their instruments. Look closely, and you'll see they're wearing masks. Standing beside them is a young boy, probably a slave. On the upper left, the artist included his signature. Dioscurides of Samos made this. A signed mosaic is unusual and probably indicates the artist was famous. Lillian Stoner describes his subtle use of different elements to create a sense of three-dimensionality.
You can see in the shadow the use of line and color, especially in the woman's drapery. I think it's really evident that blue and yellow and the shadows. And one of the things he does to paint in stone in this way is color the mortar in between the tesserae to blend it more together.
This scene is from a play by the renowned Hellenistic playwright Menander, who developed what's called New Comedy in Athens in the late 4th century BC. New Comedy distinguished itself by satirizing the lives of everyday people rather than skewering public figures.
In the Hellenistic period, you have this new interest in the day-to-day people, these street life scenes. And this is what New Comedy really capitalized on and focused on. And it's something you also see reflected in the visual sphere.
This mosaic of street musicians would have appeared as a jewel-like insert in the dining room floor of an opulent private villa.
This scene meant something to the person who commissioned it. Perhaps it was a favorite play. Perhaps he had something to say to entertain his guests when they were looking at this, drinking wine and dining.